Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mystic Monty Podcast. This is the 9th episode, and today we're going to be talking about something that I wrote about while I was at work, and I call it The Big Realization. And it's not like anything necessarily hard to grasp onto. I hope you can understand what I'm trying to talk about. It's an incomplete thought, so maybe there'll be a second part, and maybe there will be someone here with me to talk about it too. But for today, I'm just going to read to you what I have written down and then talk about it as well. Eventually, everyone comes to some kind of realization in life, whether it be from something trying to hinder or help them. I myself, at the age of 17, have come to my own realization of what I truly want to do with my life. And for me, that was very mind-opening. And it made me, like I said, truly realize what I wanted to do with my life. Maybe not career-wise, but, like, in the long run. Like, what truly you can do with your life. Not just wake up, do your 9-to-5, and come home, eat dinner with the family, go to bed. I'm not saying that that wouldn't be nice, but I'm saying life can be so much more than just that. And I figured out my way of making it so much more than that. And if you're listening to this, and even if you're not, I hope you find your own way too. Because that's truly, in my opinion, the only way to live life. In my opinion as well, that is the reason to life. But I think and know that having a reason in life doesn't necessarily have to be the realization that one comes to. For some people, it's realizing that they may or may not be their best self, or possibly even the fact that they see that they're hurting someone they care about and they want to change that. There are many different ways, countless ways, someone can have their realization. I know a person can have countless realizations, all depending on their actions and how they live their life. Like if someone is, per se, living a bad life, they're doing bad things, they're not doing the things that they could do to their maximum potential, maybe they'll come to more realizations than the average person who was doing really good things with their life, and they had one realization and they wanted to go with that, and they just were doing really good at it and didn't need another realization. But, like I said, there could be countless different ways someone can realize something. Some people have more than others, but there is no set limit on how many realizations someone's going to have. I'm not talking about small instances in life, by the way. I'm talking about the life-changing events. Like for me, knowing what I want to do with my life. For someone, it could be realizing that they need to save up money. Or for another person, it can be realizing that, hey, I need to do better for the people around me to do better as well. Just like big things, not necessarily all the small things, because who knows? Anything can happen in life. And that's all I have to talk about today for the big realization. I hope you enjoyed. Check back for the second part to this. That'll be coming, I believe, 2 episodes after this one. Hopefully next episode I'll have a guest star. If not, then I'll be talking about a story I wrote called Melopee, and I hope you enjoyed that too. Anyways, this was the episode 9 of the Mystic Monty Podcast. Mystic Monty signing off.